Tell me about the weather in this area a little bit.
If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. You've heard that time and again.
I've heard it, but I don't think it's anywhere truer than in Colorado.
That's right.
I mean, this last few days has been a great example. When I came in, it was 100 degrees.
Don't be surprised you see snow in the morning. And I mean it.
Are they calling?
They broadcast. Uh-oh. They said that this cold front's coming in about 8 o'clock tonight.
That's amazing, because when I drove into Colorado last week, it was 100 degrees in the south.
Last year was a terrible drought year, and this year we're wet as we can be.
Yeah, the plains are really nice, green, and it's good. But yeah, it's been a little cold in the last few days, too.
Yes, this is unusual.
Do you get storms in the summer much in this area?
We used to get more of an afternoon rainstorm about every afternoon. Mm-hmm. We still do up in the mountains quite a bit, where it'll cloud up and rain for a few minutes, and that's it. But we don't get an awful lot of storms in the summertime. This is actually very low, 8 to 12 inches of precipitation a year.
Yeah. What about winter storms?
Yeah, we can have some doozers, or we can skip it. Either way.
Yeah. I've driven through a couple of them coming from Fort Collins to Denver. Comes over quick, the mountains.
Whiteouts.
Yeah.
You love them.
Yeah. Did they have other things that keep you from being able to see around here, different types of weather?
Well, fog. We have fog during the springs and fall, and sometimes in the winter.
Is that mostly just in the morning or night?
It burns off usually.
Okay.
And if a little breeze will come up, well, it'll move it pretty quick.
What are the temperatures like here in the winter?
Well, it can vary greatly. 32 to 40 is usual daytime temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
Nighttime temperatures can get down to 10, 15 degrees below zero.
What's the coldest you've ever seen it here?
Hmm?
What's the coldest you've ever seen it here?
I delivered pigs one night out east of here at 42 below zero.
Ooh. Does it keep pretty windy here in the winter?
There are periods of wind,
mm-hmm.
and it's mostly a westerly wind. Unless storms come around on a low front, why then we get a northeast.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have to treat things for overexposure to the cold?
Oh, yes. Frostbite and freezing.
Yeah. Has that been a problem at sometimes?
Baby calves would be looking for their mother, and they'd get a hold of another baby's calf ear and suck on it as though they were going to get some milk.
Yeah.
Put the moisture on the ear, and then it'd freeze.
Oh.
And then the ear would slough off.
Ooh,
so
that's horrible.
Yeah, we have a lot of trouble with animals in the wintertime.
Right. Do you ever get what is called a hard freeze?
A hard freeze?
No.
Well, a hard freeze is anything that freezes the water tank.
Okay. What about different types of snow in this area? Do you get real wet snow?
Yeah, there's wet snow and dry snow and we get a real fine, gritty snow. We get large flakes. We get all different kinds.
Yeah. Do you know what the kind is that's good for skiing?
Powder.
Okay. That's the fine, then?
Well, not necessarily, no.
Yeah.
Just lots of dry snow.
Okay. Did you ski at all?
Instead of the heavy... wet snow
is
not as good for skiing as the dry snow.
Okay.
Real cold weather produces the dry snow.
Okay. In the spring when things begin to thaw, do you have a name for that at all?
The spring thaw.
Spring thaw.